So this week on Ask Bob, I'm going to test our master of wine. Well, it's no test for him. He breathes and sleeps and eats all this stuff. And he's probably had his share of Petit Verdot, which is our varietal spotlight. Bob, what is Petit Verdot?
Petit Verdot, very simply, is one of the classic red Bordeaux varieties that's been grown in the Bordeaux region of Western France for a couple of centuries. It's an old variety, but it's not the same as Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Malbec, which are also those red Bordeaux varieties. Petit Verdot is a thick-skinned, darkly colored black grape skin that has an extraordinary aroma, flavor, and this big tannic impression. And it can be greeny when it's not ripe. It needs some warmth to ripen up, but when it's ripe and when it's not overcropped and when it's handled correctly in the cellar, I adore Petit Verdot. I absolutely adore it. And it's a sensational performer here in Washington.
You talk a lot about flavor profiles. What comes to mind when you're tasting Petit Verdot?
Pure black fruits, some black cherry, marionberry when it's kind of young and vibrant, but with age it takes on a much more blackberry, almost a blackberry compote character. Some dried thyme, dried bay leaf could be in there. It has a strong sense of concentration. Also a lot of tannin, a lot of body. It's muscular. It had been planted in Bordeaux, and I think pretty much across the globe now, as a blending component in those Bordeaux varieties. I love it just on its own sometime. We at Betts Family don't make it into a single variety wine, but it's somewhere in the 4 to 10% of our Cabernet Sauvignon, Père de Famille, the father of the family blend that we make. And it's such a great contributor to character.
Well, it sounds delicious. Do we find Petit Verdot a lot around the Northwest?
You do, but you may not know you're drinking it because it's often blended into Cabernet Sauvignon. There are a number of producers in Washington who make a varietal Petit Verdot, and they're pretty compelling wines. They're not faint-hearted.
You're right, not for the weak.
Yeah, it's for people who eat Brussels sprouts and sleep on rocks.